go and pasture. Did you ever raise cotton?
Yes.
If you had to raise, would you ever
I have
cotton?
So.
Where did you raise
we
cotton?
We raised and got the first bale of cotton in Tuscaloosa County, and it came out with a picture in the front page of the Tuscaloosa News.
Where did you raise it?
In out from Northport on a farm.
When?
In 1952.
You and Robert raised? 50,
oh no, this was my father, and he had the people. But anyway, we were raising it, and
well,
we watched it.
Either.
Oh no, no.
Well, what did they have to do to it while it was growing?
Well, they had to chop the weeds, and they.
And don't you remember when they used to, a lot of times, pick up black people to go out and chop cotton?
Uh-huh. And then we went on, after my father died, now we had a cotton crop at Buell, Alabama.
Did
you? Uh-huh. And I would go out with my mother. Of course, she had the land leased, but I'd go out with her and we'd examine it. And we would go when they'd take it to the Gordo, to the gin.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I know about it.
What do you call grass that grows up in a cotton field where you don't want it?
I never did know. I never do know. It's just undesirable. And you chop it.
Grass. Uh-huh. Cotton, all right. That's good enough. Cotton and corn grow in what?
In rows.
Or in a, when they grow in rows, out in a
field.
Field, all right. What kinds of fences do you have around the yards and gardens? In other words, you hear people wanting a house with a little white
wooden fence, white
or white picket fence. What do you call the kind of fence that can end your cattle? Where it has, in other words, it has little sticky thorny things sticking up off of it.
Well, those are...
That's called what kind of wire?
They have electric wire, but it's also, you're talking about a barbed fence.
Barbed wire, right. Can you name any other fences made of wood?
Well, they have the redwood fence.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see these pretty rail fences, you have
to say. Uh-huh, wooden log fences, mm-hmm. Picket fences.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you must dig holes for the what that's going to hold up the fence that you nail the wire. What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from the field? A what kind of wall? A
stone wall.
If you have a nice tea set, you say it's made out of, and I saw one at your house this morning.
It's made out of china.
What would you use to carry water in?
A pail.
Well, is it all right? Would it be made out of wood or metal?
Metal. Oh, it could be a wooden pail.
That's right.
Either.
What do you carry milk in?
In a pitcher.
Well, if you were carrying it like you just milked a cow.
A pail of metal, I think.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs? That is, if you had some pigs, what would you carry the food in?
A slop bucket.
All right. What do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
What's it made out of?
It's an iron skillet.
That's my favorite skillet.
That's mine too.
For frying bacon and things like that. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes? And some people I have seen some people take them and cover them with a wire thing and use charcoal in them and the ice.